All right, so he responded. He finally gave us an answer. You know what, though? I still stay by this, that Cole didn't need to respond as much as Drake did. I feel like Drake needs to respond more. But that's another story for another day. What'd you think about this diss?
I thought it was a cool, like, pow-pow, little quick two-slap. You know, nothing too crazy, to be honest. I think it's probably not... The actual mixtape itself was probably a lot better than this diss track, actually. But it was just, like, warning shots, kind of like, yo, don't really diss me right now. If you're coming for me, I'll come back for you on the album. And clearly, Cole likes this album that's coming up. He listens to the mixtape every three or four tracks. He's talking about how great this album's going to be. So, can't wait for it. So excited for that.
Yeah, you know what? It's always dangerous when you hype up your own shit. I'll just say that straight out the gate. It's always dangerous when you hype up your own shit. And you know what? I the diss itself wasn't anything crazy. You're right. It felt more like a warning than anything. And for what it's worth, I don't think Cole needed to do that. Like, Cole talked about quality over quantity. Like, he talked about the amount he hasn't dropped in a long time. He talked about how the albums are trash and whatever. But I feel like Cole wasn't the guy that should be making that point.
Yeah, right message, wrong person. Like, out of all three, you have the weakest discography. And you're talking about sleepy albums. You have projects like For Your Eyes Only Shut that we really want to talk about.
Don't disrespect, man. Okay. Listen, we don't have to go disrespectful, man. Listen, Cole is still... top three. Mm-hmm. He's top three for a reason.
Okay.
People like, I mean, look, this is what I was saying earlier. I feel like I have to defend Cole because, like, people disrespect him so much. And I'm not trying to act like some kind of Cole apologizer here.
No, for sure. No.
But at the same time, he has a classic album, 2014 Forest Hill Drives. He has a few other albums that people like, enjoy.
And that's it. You can end the conversation.
What there. Do you mean?
Oh, and Friday Night Lights, good mix.
Born Sinner.
Right now you're now you're really giving
you're
me
acting like you don't like Born Sinner.
I like Born Sinner. Of course I love Born Sinner, you know what I mean? But it's nothing compared to, like, the Kendrick and Drake projects. So right person, wrong. Right message, wrong person at the end of the day.
Okay, look. Classics, if we're talking about classics, you can go either way with Drake and Kendrick, although I probably would say Kendrick has more classics than Drake.
He's closer to Big Sean in terms of having a classic.
That's disrespectful, bro.
I mean, tell me what. Big Sean, classic, mixtape, Detroit, classic album, Dark Sky Paradise. J. Cole, classic mixtape.
To respond to that, I'll say this. I don't think people in general apply classic to the word to the album Dark Sky Paradise.
What?
like me and you do.
Okay, fair
me
enough.
And you are different.
Yes, sir.
The general consensus, okay, do not think Dark
My
Sky
bad.
Paradise
I'm trying to
is
shoot Big Sean some bail because
Big
this
Sean
is the
deserves
second time they stepped over him. You realize he dropped a book today, right?
Did he?
Weekend? Yeah, and then J. Cole dropped this. He can't Listen. Catch a break.
I'll tell you right now, the real person who should be trying to diss them as much as possible is Big Sean. Because, like, man, he's such a distant fifth or sixth.
Wow, you slid down to fifth, sixth.
Because, like, okay. I think Big Sean has firmly cemented himself in the Wale, Rocky.
I thought this was
tier.
A quick reaction, a quick lash.
I know. See, but you went crazy on Cole, so I had to be on the defensive.
Okay.
And you know what's crazy? I'm gonna go back to it and say I do not mean to be a J. Cole apologist. I just feel like, look, I'll make this comp. I made it to you off air. I'll just make it like this. A lot of people will argue that Kobe Bryant is a top three player all time because Kobe meant that much to them, mm-hmm, as a player. The Mamba mentality, iconic games, iconic shots, whatever.
Yeah.
General consensus, you ask a real big NBA head, like a real hoop, like head, mm-hmm, you know, guy who's like been watching. Kobe isn't top three all time, right? They'll bring up Kareem, they'll bring up other guys, right? Kobe is not a top three player all time. He doesn't compare to Michael Jordan and LeBron James in terms of actual freaking greatness. All respect to Kobe Bryant. He's my favorite player of all time, you know?
And so is J. Cole.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. People will still argue J. Cole is a top three artist or rapper because he means so much
to
them.
But to be honest, it's kind of disrespectful to Kobe to even give that kind of comparison. Because there was a long time where J. Cole did not have no killer instinct. He wasn't doing no features. He wasn't. I give you half a decade of where J. Cole was doing his own beats.
And what happened
he's
when
just,
he
he's
started now, doing features.
Obviously the last 16 months.
He won back-to-back and won finals
MVP. The last 16 months. This is the first time you heard Jay Cronin conductor beat. Man was hiding for 5 years, and he killed it. But come on, man. 5 years. Anyways, I'm going to give this track a 3.9. You know what I mean?
Simple
wordplay.
Sure.
He got it out. The switch up with the conductor beat. Chef's kiss. I'll give it that.
Okay. Can I say one more thing to potentially boost your rating up of it? Okay?
Sure.
The song is called 7 Minute Drill. Do you know why it's called 7 Minute Drill?
Took him 7 minutes to do it.
It took him 7 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
So does that boost the rating for you a little bit
I'll
more?
Give it a 4.2. I'll give it a 4.2.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's all I'm asking. Yeah. I'm gonna give it a 4.2 with you. I was going to give it a 4, but I'm going to lay out and say 4.2. The project is good. Go listen to the project.
The project's better than the disc, to be honest. That Gucci track is fire.
The Cam track is great.
The Cam track is great. Yeah. There's a couple bangers on the mixtape as well, too. But there you have it. J. Cole, 7 Minute Drill. Until next time, it's the Boys from Noga Podcast. We'll see you soon.
Yeah. Dope.